Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes au Motoculteur, en fond Origins qui joue très 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 fort, et nous sommes avec le groupe Misery Index. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, bonjour.
Interview in French?
No. I didn't mean to mislead you. Yeah, I don't know it that well.
There is a new album on the way that you recorded this summer. Just to talk briefly about that, what is the evolution for your sound from your point of view for this new album?
Well, look, man, we put out that Killing Gods album, and I don't know, we put a lot of time and effort into that, and I think it came out really well. A lot of people like revere it as being, you know, a pretty monolith of a record, so we kind of had a lot of insecurities about, you know, doing the next record, and I think that slowed us down and inhibited us a bit, because we had this idea that we now needed to top that record, which was like, I didn't know how the hell we were going to do that. So anyway, I think we kind of like got over that and just got back to writing some good songs, and it sort of progressed like that. That album's pretty dark and very atmospheric and transcendental, and I mean, we really enjoyed like going there. It felt good, and it felt like something that was needed. But for the next one, I feel like we backpedal a little bit into like our more like concise sort of songwriting approach, like as on our like Traitors album, still having like the width and breadth of everything, but having like more hits, you know, death metal hits, if you want to call that. Call them hits, but yeah, so there's a lot of hooks on the new one, and but we still like reach into that that dark atmosphere a little bit, but not as much as on Killing Gods, because that was just going full diving in all the way into the abyss. So this one's you know heading back towards being like the more streamlined approach, and just being heavy hitting. I'd say that's the biggest stylistic difference in the record coming out next.
You broadcast a short video on your YouTube page when we see him guitar playing a very fast rhythm, and there is a small blue tape on the strings. Is it a trick to stop the noise?
Yeah, up on the headstock, those strings kind of ring out sometimes, so I like to throw a little piece of tape on there so it doesn't go through into the guitar track. So yeah, it's a trick.
A word about your work with Eric Rutan. Why did you choose this guy?
Eric's been a friend of ours for a really long time, and he's been bothering us like to record Misery Index like since we've known him, and we never did it because like we had a really nice studio in Baltimore, which is very convenient because it's right down the street, you know what I mean? And another thing against him, man, Eric does phenomenal work, you know, and so finally he was like, come on, man, and we were like, all right, dude, yeah, we're going to at least get you record, like, the drums. Like, we don't really have time to all go down to Florida, you know, because we're just capturing DIs anyways to be reamped. So, and, you know, I'm fully capable of doing that on my own. Jarvis went down there and recorded the drums, and, man, they turned out really awesome. They had this monster kit down there. I can't remember what it was. It might have been, like, a Pearl Masters or something. I always forget what it is. Sorry, Eric. And, man, those drums came out sounding amazing. So we're sending that over to the producer with the rest of the tracks, and all that's going to come out in the press with Season of Mist for the next record. So,
you are in the middle of a European tour. How is it going?
It's going good. Yeah. We came over here. We flew into Prague, and we're good buddies with Nomads of Prague, the backline, you know, driver rental van company. They have our backline there. And they gave us a practice space for a couple days. So we flew into Prague, jammed for a couple days. Of course, there's a massive fucking heat wave going through here, and like there's no air conditioning anywhere. So we were like laying in this hotel. It's like 96 degrees or something, just sweating, you know, for a few days. And so that was kind of a bummer. But we went to Munich. We played a warm-up show at the backstage in München, and then went on to Brutal Assault the next day. And then that's when things started kind of feeling normal. I think it rained or something and got to start cooling down. And we kind of got our sea legs back. And, you know, I felt that was a pretty good show. We played some songs a little too fast. I was watching a video. I can't remember which song it was. I think Conjuring the Cull was a little fast. Adam was kind of on fire at that point. So, hey, better too fast than too slow, right? But it was fun, man. Yeah, Brutal Assault is killer. We've done, this, Motoculture, Summer Breeze. We're doing Kaltenbach. That's all I can really think of it off the top of my head. But, yeah, it's been really cool. Good crowd response and everything.
Have you got a special feeling about the French crowd? Does it respond differently from the other country, from USA? Or?
They're enthusiastic for sure, you know. I always feel kind of at home in France. I'm not sure why that is. It's just very comfortable. People are friendly, you know. I'd say they tore it up. I mean, they were pretty much pitting the entire time. I mean, it was a vicious pit here. So I got nothing but good things to say about France, man. Like, yeah, they're killer. You know, how's that compare to, like, say, like Czech Republic? I mean, I'd say they're pretty much just as ripping. I mean, they like us over there, too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the big difference is. Maybe you guys, you know, obviously speak different languages, but that's about it.
To make something like a Chinese portrait of Misery Index, if Misery Index was a drink, what kind of drink would it be?
Can I just say what my favorite drink? I like Bullet Bourbon on the rocks. Okay. So we'll just call it that.
And if it was an animal?
A chimpanzee. A flaming mongoose. A Tasmanian devil. Probably a Tasmanian devil. Yeah. Like the cartoon one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And if Misery Index was a temperature, which one would it be?
Fucking a million degrees, man. Hot as shit.
I will give you 5 items and you can pick one between these 5. Okay. You can choose between Clark Kent glasses, the Little Red Riding Hood little basket, Marty McFly's shoes, Sherlock Holmes' violin, or Indiana Jones' hat?
Well, that's pretty easy. I was a big Superman fan when I was a little kid, so it's got to be Clark Kent's glasses. Christopher Reeve, man. Right on, Superman.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
Bonjour, and thanks for listening to Misery Index, and we love everybody out here, so thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much.